This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everybody. I guess it's the Outdoorsman Show. We're here. The music ended, and I was reading something. But hey, why not? 410 WCBM 680 is our phone number. I'm Alan Ellis. You talk to me. You talk to Chris Klaproth first because he's the producer here this morning. He screens all the calls. And, you know, if anybody's let's say less than sober, he's more than willing to put them on the air for your amusement. So if you're drunk, call in. If you're not, call in. And we'll talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. I'm in a funny mood this morning. Can you imagine? It's been a long week. We have, actually, Rob and I took a couple days off. It's been intense for the last 6 weeks as far as getting two magazines together and distributing them across the state. And a lot of windshield time, probably 6,000 miles in the last 6 weeks or something like that. I mean, ballparking it. And we've been everywhere. We've been everywhere. Yesterday we were in Bryan's Road. We were in Waldorf, we were in La Plata, we were in, where were we? Chesapeake Beach, Shadyside, where else? Deal down at the tackle shop in Deal, and good grief. And started in Easton, of course, you know. So the first stop was between Easton and the Bay Bridge, and then, you know, but we've been rocking and rolling everywhere. So if you can't find a Maryland Loves Crabs magazine, look online, see one of the local advertisers near you. They should have it by now. And if not, call me and I'll make sure they get some and get them restocked or whatever it might be. Maryland Loves Crabs. MDLovesCrabs.com if you like crab. Great recipes, too, by the way. There's crab meat Reuben. There's crab imperial macaroni and cheese. There's crab imperial something else. I don't know. There's a bunch of recipes in there. You'll enjoy it. Carol Sherrington from Hunt Cook Repeat is our foodie, and soft crab sautéed in vanilla infused butter, and Frank from Easton. Tried that the other day, and he varied the recipe a little bit. Did okay with it. So, you know, how to set up a trot line and all the seasons, all the regulations, all that good stuff, some interesting articles, some, you know, stuff like that. You'll enjoy it. It's 80 pages of stuff. MDLovesCrabs.com. I understand the streaming is down this morning. According to some well-placed sources, and I know that cuts down on the folks that call in. So if you're not hearing us this morning, do not blame me. It is 100% completely the fault of Chris Klaproth and the rest of the people that work at WCBM. Maybe not. You know, who knows? I think maybe a bird flew into the antenna at the wrong spot and short-circuited, you know. We don't have any windmills out there. We're not killing any golden eagles or bald eagles or any other critters like that, right? No ospreys. Didn't feed the hamster? Oh, the hamster. Well, I thought the hamster retired in lieu of the Delmarva fox squirrel. But maybe the hamster runs the streaming. I get the hamster that runs the wheel. It's a magneto-driven system. Yeah, but those, you know, you got to feed them every now and then. Any unusual smells coming from the Magneto room? No? All right, Dad. 410 WCBM 680. I'm not sure how this started. The other day on social media, somebody said, you know, oh, I found out you can use a laser sight on your bow or any scope with a laser or laser for any type of deer season. And, you know, a buddy of mine, I think it was Chuck, maybe, saw that on social media, and he called me, asked me about it, questioned about it, and I said, I didn't see it. So Chuck did his job and went on the E-regulation. Sure enough, there it is. Any telescopic sighter, laser sighting device you can use for any deer season on any weapon. I didn't know that. And apparently it's something, quote, new. I don't know. But, you know, what does it simply mean? It simply means that you can now have, rather than a red dot, integrated into your scope, you have a dot that shines on the target. I guess that's what a laser is. I don't know. I don't think it means that you can shoot a laser at an animal to kill it from, you know, God knows where. Maybe you'd bring the special forces in and paint the target, and then you just, you know, from your backyard, you launch your laser out there and you go retrieve your deer. I don't think that's what it means. I'm not really sure. Can anybody help? Any technologically astute hunters out there, help me. I don't know that that's a big deal and why a big deal is being made of it on social media. I'm not sure. You know, I've got to find it out. It's sure not as controversial and exciting as the air bow when that came into being. Yeah, air bow is a cross. It's made by Crossman, I think, and it shoots an arrow with compressed air. Yeah, and it looks like a gun, looks like a firearm. And there was a lot of controversy about it, whether it should be used in Maryland. It is legal in Maryland to be used in the firearm season. That's it, pretty much. So, anyway, and I think, I don't want to say for sure, but I know for sure firearm season, but not in archery season. It's not considered archery tackle here, at least in Maryland. So, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We would love to hear from you about anything. I mean, it rained. When I got into Baltimore County today, it was threatening. And in the last 45 minutes or so, there was a deluge. I mean, a deluge. I'm wearing shorts this morning because it was 80-something when I left Easton, but I did put some rain gear on to walk the short distance from the truck to the station, and it rained on my legs. That's how hard it was raining. Yes, it rained on my legs. It rained on all of me, but don't remember getting rained on my legs in very often. So, anyway, I started to say Rob and I took a couple of days off Monday, Tuesday. We went to Atlantic City. I hadn't been to Atlantic City since I was a kid, and I think you remember me talking about taking family vacations to Southern Maryland, going on the steel pier, watching the horses dive into the tank on the steel pier, and you know, back in the heyday, back in the '60s when I was a kid, we did the steel pier, and I flounder fished out of Ocean City, New Jersey, and did a lot of sea trout fishing and Delaware Bay when I was a kid, and all the freshwater fishing. And, you know, my dad, there was a fishing vacation for my dad and I twice a year. We'd fish for winter flounder. We'd fish for trout, freshwater trout. We'd fish for, you know, weak fish or sea trout in the Delaware Bay. We'd fish, we'd surf fish for whatever would bite. That was it. That's what we did in Southern Jersey. So, yeah, I've been to Atlantic City, but it's been a long, long time. So we stayed at the Borgata. It was a great place. Let's talk to Paul in Ferndale. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Paul. What's up?
Not much. I was just calling in to say hello and kind of give you a break because somebody else to talk to besides yourself.
I'm talking to Chris through the glass, but, I mean, we can't hear each other unless we turn the microphones on. And you know. Anyway, did you get wet this morning yet?
I'm not the one that gets out. Natalie does, and she's soaked.
Nice work if you can get it. You get to drive the warm, dry truck.
Yeah, that's me.
Mm.
the wind really kicked up, blew a tree over. We had went one way on the road and turned around to come back the other way, and was blocked off by a tree.
Oh, man. Yeah, it did. It was windy here. I mean, over here, this is Baltimore County now in the Pikesville area. And, you know, right before the rain, I was on Old Court Road. I was going to get coffee. And I was between Church Lane and Liberty Road. There's a little market there. Number One Pride or something like that. Standing in the yard is a big old white-tailed doe just standing there looking at everything, you know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, right along Old Court Road. And, I mean, this is a very, very busy area. You just stand there looking around like, okay, don't cross the road. You know, so coming up Ritchie Highway this morning in you're familiar with that area in Severna Park that area where, you know, there's a lot of deer down there. You see them in the evenings in people's yards and all that stuff. I'm coming up there this morning. I'm going, oh boy, I hope a deer doesn't walk out in front of me. Nope, no deer did, but a big old yellow lab did. Man, I'm like,
we go down all the way down Ritchie Highway to, College Parkway down there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, this was just on this side of that. So, you know, I was very cautious looking for deer in that area because I've seen some road kills along there recently. And boy, this big yellow dog came out, and I'm like, oh, yeah. Thank goodness it was a dog, and it stayed close to the fence or whatever, wherever it came from.
Right.
So, but anyway, interesting day. All right, buddy, fire away. I'm ready for you.
I was wondering, is there anywhere in Glen Burnie that you put your magazine?
Yeah, Linex, right there on Wholesome Road.
Oh, yeah, I know right where that's at.
Yeah, okay. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Yeah, sure.
All right.
Yep.
And I can run right there. That's closer to me than Clyde's.
Yeah. I got and also NBS Seafood out there on Dorsey Road.
Right on Dorsey Road.
Yeah, right there on Dorsey Road, sure. Yep.
All right. Cool.
Yep. Stop by and see.
I can't think of the name of the RV shop.
Yep, that's correct. You don't have to name it.
Yeah.
But you're right. That's where it is, right beside there.
Right.
Yep. So.
Sorry about that. I almost slipped up.
Well, that's okay. No problem. No problem. So, but yeah, that's where we put them. So, and you know, if you slip by and you know see Bill, maybe grab some seafood of some kind, some crabs or shrimp or something. He's a good guy, Bill Merkel. And then Bobby over there at Linex, we got nice compliments from Tackle Box Tim, who had a lid and a bed liner installed. You know, Tim contributes to the show from time to time. So he let me know that he got a bed liner and a lid there at Bay Linex. So it's all good. It's all good.
I think I got my liner. I had a 2012 Raptor. When they
right.
were in another building.
Yeah.
That was over.
Oh, that was over. Yeah, I know where they were. Yeah. Yeah, I used to go there. I can't remember the name of the town.
I can't now know what it is either.
Yeah, it was right there in oh, gosh.
You could see it from Route 10.
Yeah, yeah, right there off exit Route 2. Brooklyn. They were in Brooklyn.
Yes.
Yeah, right there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they moved out there to Wholesome Way a couple of years ago. So, really beautiful facility. The Linex facilities, you know, if anybody that is thinking about a bed liner or any truck accessories, I mean, I've got their truck mats and their steps and their, you know, their lids and all that stuff. They're very, very clean and up to date and modern. I mean, you're not some old greasy garage, you know, it's the new one over in, on Lord Baltimore Road there across from Coons Ford, Catonsville Linex. These guys have, when they move into a spot, I mean, they dress it up right. It's carpet. It's a nice waiting room. There's a TV there. It's a, you know, it's just really a nice experience. And the people are friendly. That's the cool part. That's why I like dealing with them, and that's why I recommend them. So.
Yeah, I really liked the liner when I got it in that truck.
Yeah.
Really nice product.
It is. You're right. So. All right, Paul. I use mine every day. Thank you, buddy. We've got to move along. Got a few other callers in here, so appreciate the opening up the show.
All right, buddy. Talk to you next week.
You got it. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Mr. Mark in Towson, how are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing?
I'm good. Good. No complaint. Tired. I mean, I got a beautiful rest at the beginning of the week. Had a very enjoyable time at the Borgata over there in Atlantic City, and recommend it to anybody. I mean, the service is first rate. The people are first rate. The food's good. We really went to go to Angeline's restaurant. You know, Robin is a foodie. She loves following these chefs on TV.
Yeah.
And this guy, Michael Simon, who's on the show, he's an Iron Chef and all that. He opened a new restaurant there in the Borgata. I mean, there's a Bobby Flay there. There's a Wolfgang Puck there. But she really likes this guy. So we went to this restaurant called Angeline's, named after his mother. And they make her lasagna that she, you know, that she came up with. I want to tell you something, buddy. That is the best meal I have had in years.
Wow!
Oh, it was spectacular. I had the flounder, and I mean there was lots to eat. It was done spectacularly. The service there, the server was great. You know, very accommodating, and Robin had the Angeline's lasagna, and it was just superb. So I mean, it was a great dining experience. We enjoyed it, and we enjoyed the stay there too. It's a great place. So.
Only thing that would make it better if they become a sponsor.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
They just got a great ad.
Yeah. Well, you know, I had a great time. So
that's great.
So your subject is very interesting. What's that about?
Well, it's upsetting. I was watching Fox Cable Channel.
Okay.
The night that the police officer was stabbed in the neck.
Yes.
And they mentioned in the correspondent mentioned during the course of the broadcast that intercepts of ISIS communications on the internet indicated that they are encouraging people to carjack individuals who are leaving gun ranges.
Really?
Because obviously it provides them with a weapon for ramming, and it provides them with firearms.
Good
I haven't
grief.
Heard it since, but I was not making this up or dreaming at the time. So the learning, obviously, is to exercise extreme caution when leaving a gun range, and ideally leave in pairs or threes and keep an eye on each other and be prepared.
You know what? That's a great idea, Mark. And for all my shooting friends out there, you say, oh, it'll never happen here. It can happen.
It could happen anywhere.
If a police officer gets stabbed in a little rural Flint, Michigan, quote, international airport, by an ISIS sympathizer, it can happen anywhere.
And here we are, you know, within a stone's throw of D.C.
Telling you, there's so many targets in this area, it's unbelievable. And I've not shared all of them on the air, but I've shared them with friends and people of places that are vulnerable from my eye. And I'm not a trained anything.
Yeah.
And you look around and you go, good grief, the carnage that could happen here.
Look, back during the war, the Mount Washington Gun Club was headquartered out at the dam to protect
them. Yeah, yeah, we're protecting the public waterways and so
yeah.
forth. Yeah, absolutely. Well, anybody that drives down on the beach, and especially in Delaware, they see those big concrete turrets, still standing. What was that for? Those were manned gun stations during World
yes.
War II to protect our shores from Germans or Japanese.
Well, the subs were right off.
They were there, yeah.
They were sinking our ships.
Exactly.
Basically on an at-will basis.
Exactly, yeah. So, yeah, I mean.
Anyway, this is World War III. It's not a conventional war, but it is World War III.
No, it's a world war. There's no question about it. We just don't wear the enemy just doesn't wear uniforms.
Right, and a lot of our politicians don't acknowledge it, but
exactly.
That doesn't make it go away.
Nope, you're absolutely right.
So, when leaving a gun range, you really have to exercise extreme caution.
Yeah.
Because you just don't know.
And Mark, it's a very interesting point because you see people at the gun ranges and they've got thousands of dollars worth of firearms, and they've got the AKs and the ARs, and they've got, all this stuff that they're shooting and they're trying to become proficient with, and that's all fine. That's all good. You know, let them go and shoot and become proficient with that stuff. But, you know, you start talking to them, well, you know, why do you have all these firearms? Oh, man, you never know what's going to happen. Right. You never know what's going to happen. You're absolutely right. So then you get in the car and, you know, don't look in the rearview mirror and throw the gun cases in the trunk or throw the gun cases in the back seat and drive off into a land of bliss.
Yeah,
and now you
may not be driving off alone.
Exactly right.
You might want to pass the word out at Marriottsville.
Yeah, I can do that. Sure, I can get to that. Yep. So,
hell of a world we live in.
Isn't it though? Well, you know, because I drive so much. I was telling Robin this. I said, you know, I'm not a big conversationalist because, number one, I've been alone for so long, and when she rides with me and wants to talk, it's good, but she's got to understand if I'm in thick traffic, you know, merging or doing something, that's not the moment to ask me a question because I'm checking all the mirrors, you know. And I'm not being critical of her, but, you know, it's just a matter of... you know, the way I do things, and, you know, fortunately, I've not been involved in very many serious accidents in the last long time. So, you know, I mean, I've been in 3 rollover totals in my younger days, but in the last 30 years, it's been pretty good. So, anyway, but yeah, it's because I'm on the road so much, and, you know, you just got to watch out for. I'm a very defensive driver. I look far ahead. I look 500 feet down the road. You know, I'm not. I'm pretty attentive most times. So that's what you got to do. But you got to, because of that, I'm wary in public situations too. You know, always looking around. You know, trying to keep my eyes out and watch people and that type of thing. And maybe I'm too suspicious. But you know what? Here I am. I'm still here. So
you can't be too suspicious.
Got it.
Today's world, Alan.
You're right. So. All right, brother. Appreciate the call, Mark.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Have a great weekend.
I hear, obviously, Robin's feeling better. That's great news.
Yeah, she is feeling a little better. She had a lot of pain yesterday, last night, but, you know, she started therapy, so that's starting to wear on her a little bit. So.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, look, I hope you all have a real good week.
We will. Thank you, buddy. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, guess what? Papa John's is back. And you know what the message is? Get your corn, get your tomatoes, and get your watermelons for the 4th of July coming up soon. Summer is the time for picnics and family get-togethers and camping trips. Summer is corn on the cob and steamed crabs and fresh tomatoes. Summer is cold, juicy watermelon. Of course, cantaloupes too. The Schillinger family at Papa John's, they like to steam their crabs with corn on the cob for a great family dinner. This is just a tip. They don't sell crabs or anything like it, but hot corn with crab spice on it? Oh, good grief. If you enjoy your time, you know what? I had some about a week ago. Yeah, hot corn on the cob, a little butter, crab spice, good stuff. Anyway, if you enjoy your time outdoors with great-tasting food, head to Schillinger, Papa John's Farm. They're right there in Severn at their enormous produce barn. Their own tasty, super sweet corn and homegrown tomatoes are ready. There's squash, zucchini, peppers, onions, green beans, cucumbers, all the fruits you need, mouthwatering cantaloupes, and sweet watermelons, too. Papa John's Farm, located just off I-97 at exit 12. That's 8065 New Cut Road in Severn for your GPS. Phone number 410-969-8810. Papa John's Farm is open every day, Monday to Saturday from 9 to 7, Sunday 9 to 6. Phone number again, 410-969-8810. If you're having a corn boil at your church or you have a family reunion, give that number a call, 969-8810. Tell them how many you need and they'll set them up for you. Visit Schillinger, Papa John's Farm. It'll grow on you. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number 1, carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex. LineX of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a LineX spray-on bed liner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville LineX, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay LineX of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. LineX.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fish Bones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. All you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573, 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Shark, no big rag buff. No one ever stops to peek in the bed of my truck. I come home empty-handed cause I got no luck. Yeah, pretty bad at hunting deer.
A little weary. Somebody sent me something. Something sent me something here the other day. It says, maybe it was Robin. I don't know. Where is it? Yeah. Things I have in common with a raccoon. Things I have in common with a raccoon. Dark circles around my eyes. Dark circles around my eyes, right? You know, eats junk. Cute. A little chubby. You know, I will fight you, and possibly rabbit. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. I can't stop singing Green, Green Grass of Home in my head. Really? You know that song, Green, Green Grass of Home? You know, the green, green grass of home. Yeah, so, I mean, it got so bad, I mentioned to the doctor the other day, and he said it sounds like Tom Jones syndrome. And I said, you know, I never heard of it. Is it common? And he said, it's not unusual. So, Maryland Natural Resources police officers on surveillance at the Nanticoke Oyster Sanctuary charged a Wicomico County man with illegal harvesting and public health violations. David Messick, 32, of Bivalve. He received citations for harvesting out of season, harvesting wild oysters more than 150 feet inside a sanctuary, failing to provide shade on his vessel to control the Vibrio bacteria, and harvesting on the aquaculture lease of another. When officers approached Messick on June 6th, he had 4 bushels of oysters on board his boat, said came from the leased area. When they checked his claim, the officers found the lease had been terminated by the state in March for failure to pay rent. In fact, the oysters came from the sanctuary in a lease that belonged to another man. After checking the GPS coordinates with a state hydrographer, sounds good to me. Officers issued citations. The oysters were returned to the water. Mr. Messick has been scheduled for a hearing in Wicomico County District Court August 1. Now, you're out there boating. Here's a couple of folks that are out there with you. William Taylor Frank Jr., 33, of Georgetown, was intercepted by officers about 8:30 p.m. June 11th as he attempted to dock at Turner's Creek Landing off the Sassafras River. Frank performed poorly on the standardized field sobriety test and later recorded a blood alcohol content of 0.13 during a breathalyzer test administered by the Maryland State Police, well over the legal limit of 0.08. He received 2 citations for impaired operation, 1 citation for reckless operation of a vessel, 1 citation for failing to have a sufficient number of life jackets aboard. Mr. Frank is due to appear in Kent County District Court July 19th. If he's found guilty of all charges, he could be fined as much as $2,500. And here's another guy. Just before 9 p.m. on June 5th, officers stopped Jeffrey Stephen Culver, 34, of Wilmington, Delaware, on the Sassafras River for speeding and failing to have a required running lights on. Culver had difficulty completing a field sobriety test. Blood alcohol content of 0.14 during a breathalyzer test admitted by the MSP. Culver was issued 2 citations for impaired operation. He also receives 2 citations for failing to have required safety equipment and 1 citation for negligent operation exceeding the 6-knot speed limit and operating a vessel without required running lights. He's due to appear in Cecil County District Court on August 11th. If he's found guilty, he could be fined as much as $2,085. Sure, go ahead. A Washington County man was charged with illegal fishing on June 9th after an officer on patrol saw him using a dip net to catch smallmouth bass. Kang Guan Ren, 63, of Hagerstown, received a citation for keeping 3 smallmouth bass out of season. He also received a written warning for using a net in a prohibited area. Kang Guan Ren is scheduled to appear in Washington County District Court on August 22nd. If he's found guilty, he could be fined a maximum of $1,000. Wow. All right. I fought the law and the law won. On those cases, maybe. We'll see how they survive the court system. Sometimes I wonder, oh, man. That's pretty good. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Anybody feel like calling in? We'd love to have your call. We're talking about fishing and hunting and crabbing and the great outdoors. Anything you want to talk about, we'll talk about. we'll talk about groundhog hunting. We'll talk about groundhog hunting. You want to talk about, I don't know, fawns out in the fields and that type of thing. We can talk about that. We can talk about any type of fishing or crabbing, whatever you want to do. You know, crabs are going to be a little scarce probably for the 4th. It just seems like the summer holidays tend to coincide with the shed, which tends to make the crabs a little more difficult to catch. But soft crabs, of course, are always the alternative. And Man, the best soft crab dish I ever had a couple of weeks ago down in Southern Maryland, Calvert County, Prince Frederick, as a matter of fact. And we got to be friends down there with a fellow that has a restaurant called Jerry's Place. Jerry's always in there, a very friendly guy. Well, they have a little appetizer dish called soft crabs on a stick. And they take two soft crabs, they cut them in half, they batter them, they fry them, and they have them on a skewer. And I don't know if they fry them on the skewer. It seems like they might. But you peel those babies off of there, that's spectacular. Just some ideas throwing out there for you to check out on your own. So, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Looks like we got a couple emails in here. Let's see if it's from any of our listeners. Yeah, there's John B. Yeah, there's John Lamp. He said, yep, streaming's down again. Oh, well, catch podcast. Sorry, buddy. Sorry, John. Appreciate that. What's John B? Missed the first 20 minutes. Why? No internet. Feed that little mouse. Anyway, back from vacation in PA. Going up there next week. I have an 87-year-old aunt, my mother's sister, the last surviving sibling of the bunch of the Miller clan. She's 87. Survived melanoma, brain surgery. Yeah, she's 87, still mows her own grass, still has, an intelligent conversation with you, very active 87-year-old, and can't wait to see her. Haven't seen her in a couple of years. So we're going up there again. So, all right. John's listening on his old boombox again. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. I'm glad to take your call right here. WCBM 680, WCBM 680 is our phone number and call letters and location on your dial. There's Mr. Seth wants to talk about Coyote. Good morning, Seth. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
What's up?
I'm just curious to get your take on the whole influx in coyote sightings. A friend of mine and I have a goose pit up in Harford County area.
Yep.
And we were driving out there one morning, and this was, I guess, maybe a season or two ago. And I pointed out real quick, he's like, holy cow, that's a coyote. And I thought he was fooling with me. Fox or whatever. But then more recently, I was coming out to go to work one morning real early, and it was still dark out.
Sure.
And I live in the Towson area.
Right.
And I looked over under this little street lamp kind of adjacent to where I was, and sitting there like a dog, I thought at first it was a German Shepherd, smaller, that someone had, and it was out. I was looking to see if there was an owner or what he was doing. He was just sitting there like a dog under the lake, just kind of looking around, and I was like, boy, God, I don't think that is a dog, and it's certainly way too big to be a fox. And so I decided to mess with him a little bit, and I was doing a call of, like, a little hurt prey.
Yeah, sure.
Screeching, animal. And out from two cars next to me, I mean, it couldn't have been much more than 10 feet, 12 feet away from me. Another one came tearing out between these two cars, I mean, with every intention of gobbling up, whatever it was that, the sound I was making.
Mm-hmm.
And it scared the daylights out of me because he was so close. And, he was, kind of running in, like, real low.
And you had your window open, didn't you?
I was still standing in the street. I wasn't in the car yet.
That's even better.
Yeah. And before I had a chance to change my drawers, as soon as he came out between the two cars, it's like the instant that he saw that, it was me, a human, whatever. I mean, he turned around and was gone. I've never seen anything move that quick in my life.
Very wary. Yes, they are.
But I was like, oh, my God. Like, in Towson, coyotes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they are everywhere now. The population is booming. There's plenty to eat out there. There's plenty of domestic animals that are left out at night, plenty of cats and that type of thing.
Hors d'oeuvres.
Very much so, yeah. And there's, you know, lots of feral cats that are dumped around the area too. So they clean those up pretty quick. But, you know, they hate red foxes. We got a call here from, buddy, Fred, not that long ago that asked about, you know, why are the foxes that my buddy's trapping dead in the trap with, you know, bite marks on them? Well, that's because they're trapped. They can't escape and the coyotes kill them in the trap. You know, are you there, Seth?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, so the you know, he was talking about the foxes being that his trapper friend was catching in Baltimore County being dead when he got to the trap. And you know, that's not what trapping does. You know, it's not intent to kill the animal unless it's a muskrat or a beaver or something like that in the water. But the coyotes were finding the foxes in the traps and biting them and killing them and leaving them lay. You know, they're mortal enemies, red fox. But, you know, but there's plenty of prey out there. Foxes are everywhere in our society right now. You know, they're coming in from the north. They're coming in from the south. They're coming in from the east and the west. And, well, not so much the east. They're not coming across the ocean. But,
right.
You know.
That's another thing I've noticed, too, is that there's seems like a major boom in foxes and even more so, like, in the daytime now, which you never really used to see.
Well, right now the little pups are coming out of the den. I had a little pup run across the street in front of my house today, and about a foot and a half long, and ran across and went in my neighbor's driveway and up on the wall and back through my yard. But you know, there's a den in the neighborhood somewhere. But you know, but yeah, there's lots of foxes. I mean, Baltimore County, Maryland is well known for its red fox population.
Yeah. Probably help keep the rodent population down, I guess.
Yeah, 20 years ago, there was a parvovirus that went through, and red foxes were scarce.
Yeah.
So, you know, what I haven't seen a lot of are gray foxes. A few, but not as many as I used to see. So.
Yeah. All right, well, I appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Sounds good. Thank you. Seth, bye-bye. There we go. That was an interesting experience. Hey, Bill, how are you? What's up?
Oh, we're doing fine. Hey, I hear a lot of people talking about going rabbit hunting, and in the state of Maryland, if you read through the book, it does not really tell you what is legal or not to hunt rabbits with.
What do you mean?
Or other small game. Because I've been out in Montgomery County and Howard County over there, in Patapsco, you know, National Park over there, and I've seen people over there hunting with 22s.
Okay.
And I have not seen any of that in the book where it's saying it's legal or illegal to do that.
Really? Well, we'll have to check that out. Maybe we'll check that out through the break. Keep listening. So.
Yeah, you know, because I mean, I've always kind of curious. You know, it's you're only allowed to hunt in certain counties with a shotgun for deer.
Right.
But yet, if you can go out and hunt, I mean, well, even like the last caller, I mean, I know there's a coyote season. I mean, what can you hunt a coyote with?
Right.
I mean, can you use a .22? Or does it have to be a shotgun? Can you use, you know, double-odd buck or whatever? I mean, if you ever read...
Mom, you're gonna have to, you know, we're really going to have to check the book on that. I don't think there's really any restrictions on coyotes. And I think there is a season. There's a limited amount of time that you're not allowed to hunt them at night or Sundays.
Right.
But
right.
But small game, I'll have to check into that for you. I really will.
Yeah, I'd appreciate that, you know, just to try to find out.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm trying to find out the gist on the way the people write everything in the state of Maryland, because sometimes I think they get up on the wrong side of the bed when they come up with these laws.
Mm.
So, but if you could find out, I'd appreciate it.
I'll see what I can do. I'll go back and during the break, I'll go out and get last year's book out of the truck, and you know, the e-regulations are all online, so we'll see what we can come up with. All right?
All right, thank you much.
All right, Bill, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. There he goes. All right. Well, let me tell you about Clyde's Sports Shop. You know, Clyde's has been in business for 60 years. They've seen just about everything you could see. If it's fishing, if it's crabbing, if it's hunting related, Clyde's has got it. They have a special on 308 ammo right now. $10 or ballpark, $9.99 to $10.99. I can't remember the exact price, but figure 10 bucks per box of 20. 308. Now, these are military brass reloads. They've got hardball, and they've got the 150-grain soft points. So, you know, if you want to use some 308 ammo, Clyde's is the place to find it. But if you're not interested in that and you just want to go crabbing, well, they've got all the bait. They've got all the spice. They've got the steamers. They've got the traps. They've got the trot lines. You get the idea. They got everything you need. Fishing, same way. Hunting, same way. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. Fishing hotline, 247-3474. Clyde Sports Shop.
WCBM Baltimore.
Showers and thundershowers to get our weekend started, and some breezy tropical weather moving through Maryland is what's left of Tropical Storm Cindy overhead this morning. Showers and thundershowers leave us by lunchtime today. Sunshine returns, northwest winds and a high near 90 degrees, clearing tonight, low 66. And then Sunday, sunshine with high temps around 85 degrees. A couple of nice days early next week, Monday, Tuesday, sunshine with highs in the 70s and 80s. I'm Scott Laurie Moore, the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge serves not only a great breakfast from 6 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday and all day Saturday, but has some of the most delicious fresh-baked donuts, pastries, cookies, and breads on the Eastern Shore. Now, I don't go through the fast food or the chain store drive-thru when I'm on Route 50 heading to the marsh or going fishing. Oh, no, I'm patient. But my mouth and my belly can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery for a donut or two and a fresh cup of Rise Up coffee. I just look for the big donut on the side of the bakery, and from 11 till 2, you can grab a tasty lunch, too. Dave and Gina Levy, your hosts, are trained chefs and strive to bring you the best. Bay Country Bakery is located at 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Think big donut. Visit their website or like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery, and be sure to stop by and say hello. Maybe you'll see me there. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number 1 and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex. New location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680, WCPM.
Yes, here comes Amos. Amos Moses was a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. They hunted alligator for him. It just knocked him in the head with a stump. The Louisiana law gon' get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy. Now everybody blamed his old man for making him mean as a snake. When Amos Moses was a boy, his daddy would use him for alligator bait. Tie a rope around his waist and throw him in the swamp. Alligator bait in the Louisiana bayou.
All right, 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680, 800-922-6680. If you live in Maryland, you're out of the Baltimore dialing area, you can call us on the 800 line, toll-free, doesn't cost you a nickel. Of course, if you're on a cell phone, it doesn't cost you anything anyway, just on your plan, right? Right. But if you have a landline, that's the way to do it, is the 800 number, 800 922-6680. that may encourage some callers from listening outside the Baltimore area. But if the streaming is down, what's it matter? We're up to full power. Well, that's a good thing. Yeah. And poor John B., he's over there in his basement, crouched on a little lawn chair, with one single light bulb. He's got the boom box turned in. He's got the coat hanger out, touching the window of his basement, listening to WCBM when it could be, sitting in his easy chair or sitting in bed on his laptop, listening on his laptop, But no. No, we don't have the technology apparently to. Anyway, I'm just grousing because look, John from North Carolina called. Hey, streaming is down. I have to catch a podcast. People like to listen live. They like to participate. They like to phone in. So we got to depend on folks that can hear us. In their cars or whatever, and that's fine. That's fine. The streaming capacity, it's probably quadrupled the audience here. So when that's down, that's what I feel about it. So, all right. Well, we're coming to the end of the hour anyway, so the music's going to start here shortly. But I don't have really many other thoughts. I will say this, though. Let's talk about the Maryland Hunting Coalition here for a minute. We're very active. We're very engaged. We're very involved. We're talking about poaching stuff. We're talking about other things with people we need to talk about. But it is the political giving season. It's how things get done. You want an audience with your politician who's on a committee that deals with hunting issues? You go to their barbecue or you go to their birthday party or you go to their breakfast or you go to their whatever. And we've been attending these things and we've been contributing to these guys. And that's how it works. Well, to help us with that, go to mdhuntingcoalition.org. We've got a little fundraiser there for a beautiful Browning BPS custom engraved rifle shotgun. It's a 12 gauge. It's got engraving on both sides. It's a magnificent shotgun. Pictures of it are on the online, and you can enlarge them to see the duck engraving type of thing on it. Check it out. Tickets are $50. We're only selling 100 tickets. But we're focusing on dedicating that money to giving politically. And we burned through half of what we're going to make anyway on that. So, we got to pay for the firearm and then we got to figure out what we can make on the fundraiser. And then whatever we make on the fundraiser is dedicated to this political thing. So, anyway, we'll catch you in the next hour. Get out, stay out, please stay safe.